You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
It's all about gold right now. An ounce of gold changing hands near $1,974 currently. Price has reached a fresh record high of $1,988 during the early Asian session this morning. That surpassed the previous lifetime high of $1,984, which was reached on Friday. And notably, with the rise to fresh record highs, gold had confirmed an ascending channel breakout. If you're one of those who follows all of those things like hourly charts. The bottom line is that we've seen gold rallying this year, and many believe we're in a secular gold bull market as long as the levels hold. And if they do hold, then you probably believe that gold is a buy the dip market, judging by the frenzy on Twitter. But if you think it's oversold, you might want to sell the highs. Well, we've invited just the guys to talk to about gold and gold coins and everything to do with all that glisters. Rael Denby, who's the CEO, and Alan Denby, the chairman of the Scoin Shop. Good evening, guys. Alan, kick us off. We are living in deeply uncertain times. We've got record low interest rates around the world. Central banks are just keeping the printing presses going over time. Inflationary concerns haven't quite arisen just yet, but they could be just around the corner. It all really boils down to a fantastic environment for gold. Is now the time to be buying gold?
Well, if you haven't been buying gold, now's a good time to start buying. As you say, it is at a world record high of $1,970. And I suppose in rand terms today, it's probably about 37,000 rand an ounce. But it is no longer only a rand hedge. It's a dollar hedge. You know, the US is just printing money like crazy. The interest rates, as you say, are very low. So the opportunity cost of holding gold is very small. And some of the shares, certainly the FANG shares, are trading at huge, huge multiples. So you might as well buy some real money with paper money. You know, gold has been around for 6,000 years. Gold has been around through all the crises, just to mention some of the more recent ones, 9/11, the 2007 crash, which resulted in a recession in 2015. It took a bit of a beating. So gold has been steadily on the rise. Again, to put all your money in gold is not the smartest thing. To buy it today, hoping that tomorrow you're going to double your money, is not the smartest thing. But I think what this unfortunate event with COVID has taught us is that you must put some of your money into gold. You've got to look for insurance against everything falling apart. And unfortunately, companies are going under. The banks are making big provisions. So somewhere along the line, there's going to be a lot of dislocation. And I think gold is one of those commodities, if you will, that is the ultimate money. So it's nice that it's in the news. It makes people take note. To sell all your shares and your property at this juncture and buy gold only is not the smartest thing. And gold shares are trading at record highs, but, you know, gold shares are not the same as gold. And we recommend that you put 10 or 15 or even 20% of your money into gold. But we don't talk about gold shares because gold shares should form part of your share portfolio. But the bottom line is, in the age of uncertainty, the only international money that gives you some sort of peace of mind at the moment is gold.
And hence this massive interest that we've seen in gold. Now, Rael, when we talk about a way to get into holding gold, that is both a store of value and used as a rand hedge, but is more than that to so many people. There is this issue of investing in coins and investing in contemporary coins. What is modern numismatics all about?
Modern numismatics are brand new coins issued by mints from around the world. These coins can celebrate milestones, historic events, people, almost anything that that particular mint wants to celebrate. These images or motifs can be found on circulation coins, but then the mint will go and make a select version of these coins in gold or precious metals. So, for example, the United Kingdom, the British Royal Mint, came out with a James Bond series of coins this year that celebrate the new movie No Time to Die. And they were able to use exquisite imagery and design that celebrate this movie coming out. And this is one of the types of coins that we would try and bring to the local market because we feel it is exciting and new, and it gives people a sense of, you know, searching for that next best thing, like watches or art, or in some cases, cars. This type of the search for the ultimate coin, and that's what we try to do at the Coin Shop, is find the world's best modern numismatics.
It's such a fascinating area because we're not just talking about the intrinsic value of the gold in many coins, but also this added value of a coin being a limited edition, being a commemorative piece that will have a rarity value into the future. How does one go about actually assessing or understanding whether or not something is going to possess that kind of rarity value? I recall the clamor for the Nelson Mandela coins, the commemorative coins that really haven't increased all that much in value over time. So how does one actually sit down and establish as a collector or an investor whether or not a coin is going to withstand the test of time from a rarity perspective?
Well, you know, first of all, the Nelson Mandela range of coins and medallions going back to the last 5 or 10 years has slowly built up from a very high gold price, the previous gold run on 2011 until now. So those things are starting to level out, if you will. And then these specifically lower mintages and special occasions and special institutions that were celebrated in those coins, and as well modern coins that you see today, all stand the test of time in the long run. And you know, we don't, Alan, my father, said, it's not about buying it today and selling it tomorrow. It's about the chase of finding that next thing that you enjoy and you want to have a complete collection of something, or maybe it's something you really believe in, a milestone or an event. So in particular, with these coins that we come out with, the mints like the British Royal Mint, the Monnaie de Paris, the Berlin Mint, the Canadian Mint, these are the world's biggest mints, government institutions celebrating beauty in their country, and we see a lot of similarities here. There's also South African coins that are coming out all the time. So it's really, the word investment is difficult to put on this. In the long run, you will do well. But what we've seen is that the best collectors are the ones who do well, you know, financially at the end. It's not someone who's buying to speculate or buying. You know, you really have to buy it because you love it and you enjoy the story like a good piece of art. And that's what we look for in our buyers as well, is that they're buying for the right reasons.
And I believe there's a Queen coin, which is part of the Music Legends collection, when you talk about what's going on in the UK. Which other artists are likely to be featured in this?
So it was the Queen Rock Legends came out in a variety of ounces of coins, a half ounce, quarter ounce, 1 ounce. We are about to launch, it hasn't even hit the shelves yet, is the Elton John version of that that's on its way very soon. And there's one more that I don't actually know if I'm allowed to let everybody know yet. It's another very well-known British artist. I'll have to find out from our PR team. But this guy, he's the real rock star, the British rock star. And then if you get all three of them, you've got a collection of this beautiful, really, really well put together series of coins, which we have access to for our really special customers and collectors.
£1,000 gold coin celebrating the musical legacy of Elton John. Now, for someone who might think that's from a bygone era, there's a new Homer Simpson coin as well, I think appealing to a whole new generation of collectors.
Yes, so, you know, my father's been in the industry for 45, 50 years, and I would always see these, I would like to say, unfortunately, boring coins, very historical in nature, not really exciting. And then over the years, we've started understanding that these mints are not only celebrating historical things, but brands and artists and artworks from the current era. So when we see the Homer Simpson coin, which is a version of coins from the Perth Mint that celebrate all of the Simpsons characters and donuts and all the beautiful, crazy things, these are things that we think our customers want, and they do. I mean, we sold that coin out in a couple of days. And that's, sometimes you don't actually know what your customers want until you give them a try. And, you know, being one of 20 or one of 100 in South Africa is a really special thing for anybody.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're looking for the ultimate gift as well for someone who has absolutely everything, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find something better. And then also the Old Faithful, and Alan, to bring you in here, the Kruger Rand. In 1967, a one-ounce gold Kruger Rand cost you all of R27.50. Imagine that. So the conscientious investor who bought a 10,000 Rand worth portfolio of Kruger Rands back then would now be sitting on something around 12 million, I think, today. How do you define a conscientious collector?
Well, I think I have to mention that at today, I think it's worth 14 million Rand. That was our calculation yesterday, such as the price gone up. But what is a conscientious investor or collector is somebody who buys all the time, a bit like an art collector. It's not that one day you wake up and you say, wow, gold has reached a high, these shares have reached a high, I'm going to put all my money into it. A conscientious collector or investor is someone who buys, let's say, 1 ounce a month, one coin a month, somebody who puts 1,000 Rand a month in a unit trust. So those are conscientious buyers who are doing what is known as Rand cost averaging. You can never get the price right. You can buy when it's at a peak, you can buy when it's at a low, but if you buy, let's say, one Kruger Rand every month, after 50 years, you're going to have 600 coins, if that's right. And your 600 coins probably cost you 2 million and it's today worth 25 million Rand. And I think that is the best way to collect. I think it's also the best way to invest, because you never know when the top is or where the bottom is. So I think collecting coins is one of those things that you just buy, not really to make a profit, so to speak, but you buy it to put in your safe and keep for a rainy day.
Yeah, it's that ultimate hedge. It really is. I agree with you, Alan. It's not something that you go out and trade like a trader.
Well, you can trade it, but then you're a trader. You're not our type of client. Our clients are collectors, but we have noticed over the years, and there's no running away from it, that when the price goes up, all the speculators come into the game. They all put all their money on the table. Some people even borrow money to buy, and, you know, that's when something happens. Exactly. So the good thing about these bull markets is that it puts gold top and center stage, and it makes people evaluate what is gold, because not everybody knows about gold. So it's a starting point, but it's not the end point. On the other hand, let us say that you have been buying coins for the last 50 years, and let's say you do need a bit of cash, you're coming up to 60 or 70 years old, you're looking at organizing your estate, or you need the money because you want to buy a holiday home or you want to emigrate. Now's a great time to sell. So it all and make a huge profit. So it also depends where you are in the life cycle. So if you are 70 years old and you buy these collectible coins that are very scarce and very expensive, looking to make money, it's not the right thing. You know, it's like being 75 years old and going for a property investment or a 10-year bond. So it's buying the right coin at the right time. And I think to what Rael said is that over the years we have marketed and sold lots and lots of different modern collectibles, where the premium over the gold price is not that huge, between 50 and 100%. And the reason is because the mints have marketing costs, they have minting costs, there's sometimes royalties and all those sort of things and distribution costs. But it's a good way to get you into the market and then get you into maybe bullion coins, rare numismatic items, international coins, and so on. So if it wasn't for that, if there wasn't for a profit or a margin from the mints, all these coins would never have ever seen the light of day. So one needs those coins. If there were only bullion coins in circulation, nobody would have ever marketed the coins, and there wouldn't be as many coins as there are out there. Even the bullion coins, since 1967, there are, with all the different countries in the world, there are now 150 million bullion coins, and I think that the market cap of that is about 10 trillion rand.
Remarkable. And Rael, on the issue of mints, to bring you in here, your exclusive relationship with mints offers one the opportunity to collect a variety of gold coins. You've got the Canadian maple leaf, the Australian kangaroo, the American eagle. Would you still say that amongst those, the Kruger Rand is the ultimate form of gold ownership?
I think as a South African, we'd like to say that it is. And it really has been the most popular gold coin, with over 60 million coins minted and distributed around the world. We are strong advocates of Kruger Rands. We believe in them. We love them. But, you know, it's like driving a Mercedes or Ferrari. Sometimes it's nice to try something else out. And these other coins from various mints are so special and unique. And they tell different stories about the world and moments in time. And when a client is one of 50 who owns a maple leaf 5-ounce gold coin, it really makes a lot of sense that in the long run, being a South African with a maple leaf could cause a lot of good for them and their family as well.
Indeed. Rael Denby, CEO, and Alan Denby, the chairman of The Coin Shop, with all that glisters here on Classic Business.